Hello and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I'm joined by a very special guest. He's a magician. And he's dipped his toe in some acting for Beer Nuts Productions as well, but predominantly he is a magician and a very, very fine one indeed. It's Daniel Hidden. How are you, Daniel?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. Very well indeed. So the obvious question, where did the love of magic begin for you?
Oh, it would be a long story, but, well, since I was really like maybe five or something, but the first time I saw magic live would be in a mall in just like a booth somewhere. And yeah, I was really like interested, and then, but my parents didn't get me, like there was a kit, they didn't get me, but later they gave it to me as a gift for like a birthday or something, where I learned those tricks, and then that was probably it. And then, because I didn't know how big magic is and how, you know, it could be. So, but then years later, I don't know, you probably have watched the movie Now You See Me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what really got me started. It was like the, you know... Yeah. So after watching that movie, I learned a couple of tricks off of that movie, and then I just fell in love with it, kept, you know, practicing and performing, and then it just went on and on, yeah.
And how long does a trick, so you got, let's say, for example, you want to learn a certain card trick. How long, what sort of time frame are we looking at to perfect it so it's absolutely smooth?
I would say I will never get to the, you know, it's always perfecting it, like, you got to keep going with perfecting it. But the thing is, it really also depends on tricks and stuff, but it's not really like you're learning one trick, because if you're a professional, you're not really like going after like, this is a trick from start to end. You learn like different sleight of hand moves and psychological stuff, and you mix stuff, you add your own stuff, you know, sometimes you just like make it up as you go.
Okay, fair enough. No, it's more about learning a routine than a specific, and learning a skill in a routine rather than one specific trick. Is that sort of what you want to, is that what you're saying?
Close, but I'm saying it's not like, you know, like if you're starting magic, you'll probably go on YouTube or something and then you watch a tutorial on this trick, do it like exactly the same from start to end, however that magician did it. But once you get to a level, it's no more like that. It's
You want to give it the Daniel Hidden flavor.
Yeah, that's one thing. And also that it's not going to be like, you're not anymore learning tricks. You know how everything is done. You know the psychology, you know the sleight of hand, you know all those kind of stuff. And then you got to make the routine however you want it.
Yeah. I understand. Very cool, very cool. Now, I love magic. I really do. I'm a nerd to watch that sort of stuff. I really enjoy it. I can't get enough of it. I enjoy watching it, but I fear that magic is a bit of a dying art form. I mean, back when I was a young fellow, you'd see magic shows all over the place, and now it's really hard. You've got to sort of hunt to find a magician. Do you think it's a bit of a dying art form, and what do you think of what I just said, basically?
Yeah, well, sometimes people say that's a dying art. But I don't think it will ever die, actually. But the thing is, I think it's the opposite. Like, lately, I think the art of magic has been, like, really, like, picking up, you know? It's like, I mean, I don't know. This is the first time I'm hearing, you know, these days that it's hard to find magic. I think it's actually much easier. Like, okay. You know, it's everywhere, but yeah.
No. That's why you're here. I ask the questions, yeah. You give the answers. No, that's totally cool. What about performing in front of, like, because obviously it's going to be very different performing for adults as it is performing for kids. What sort of changes do you have to sort of make when you're doing like a card trick for adults than to kids?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't do kids.
But when you're doing, because I know I've watched you on Instagram, yeah. And you do some really, we'll talk about that shortly. But, you know, you're going to have, I'm not meaning kids' parties, I wasn't meaning like that, but you're going to have, like, young people that you're performing for on the street, as well as older folks and that sort of stuff. Do you have to tailor your trick depending on the person in front of you?
Yeah, it's not just about the age either. It's about the, like, based on the character I see, I will do a trick from what I know that they will like that. You know, they will, like, it'll be a trick that fits their character. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, like, there's an age, like, you know, kids, first of all, I can't deal with them. And another thing is that the sort of magic I do, it's not meant for kids. Uh-huh. And it's actually, because usually when I'm performing, you know, I go to a, like, family thing, and then they'll be like, yeah, the kids will like it, you know, do some for them. Like, you know, it's not, it's mostly meant for adults. So they can watch, they will like it, but, you know, they won't understand it, because usually it's like, you know, a lot of interaction with, like, either it's playing cards or whatever it is, or psychological, you know, stuff. So, yeah, it's not, that's the thing. It's the art of magic. It's like, because there's a lot of bad magic out there. And many people are, they think about magic like that. That's a bunch of, like, gimmicked, you know, balls and fire and small stuff like that. And that you buy from a magic shop and then you're a magician and you do it for kids and stuff. But I am totally, like, you know, against that. You know, there's a new generation of magicians that want to take the magic to a new, you know, level, because, and delete that cliches with, like, you know, rabbit out of a hat or stuff like that, because, yeah, I don't think that's the true art.
That's really interesting. And like I said earlier, you do a lot of I've seen you on Instagram. Actually, before I forget, why don't you tell us about your Instagram channel? So if people do want to follow you on Instagram, where can they find you? What do they look up?
Yeah, they should look up daniel.hidden, H-I-D-D-E-N.
Yeah, because your Instagram is pretty cool, and you do put up some street magic and tricks that you do on there. Do you enjoy doing the street magic, walking up to some folks? And like you say, sort of, because I found that really interesting, you know, discovering, you know, thinking, oh, this person's a bit like this, so I'll do this trick and getting the reaction. And, like, is that something you really enjoy doing?
Of course, yeah. Actually, street magic and those sort of stuff that you walk up to people without them knowing and just surprise them with, like, you know, just you want to see magic or something. It's my favorite kind of thing. And especially close-ups when it's right there in front of their eyes. And also, as I said, I love the idea of usually you would never see me using, like, a trick deck or something. You know, it's always, like, the normal stuff you would find. Even if it's a playing card, it's normal deck of playing cards, you know. So, yeah, but, yeah, I love it.
There's no trap doors with you, hey?
No, none of that.
No, that's yeah. Very, very, very cool. I'm a real nerd for that sort of stuff. I really do enjoy magic. So what do you think about those folks who go on TV and they spoil it for everybody by telling everybody how the trick is done? I'm not mentioning any names, of course, but there's a few folks out there that do spoil the fun for everybody. What's your opinion of those folks?
It really depends, because, you know, Penn and Teller?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know if you've been thinking of that when you said you don't mention any names. Think of them, because they do, like, expose some tricks. But the thing is that I think there's a level, you know, that you can expose some tricks or give some code words, and that Penn and Teller do that a lot. And that's, as you said, if it's a dying art, you know, someone needs to, you know, give a little bit of information to other people to get them started, you know. So, but yeah, I think there's a level. So to some point, yeah, it's good to give some, you know, code words and stuff and get people, like, you know, an idea of what's happening. The simple stuff that, like, as a professional, you would never do. So, but that gets other people started. So that's okay. But then some people, yeah, go and spoil it way too much.
So it's a bit of a balancing act. You don't mind them sort of, you want to encourage folks and tell them how to do a trick, but you also don't want to spoil the big thing as well, yeah?
Something like that. I want to encourage them, but I'm not going to right away tell them exactly how it's done. I'm going to give them, like, well, it depends. First, they give me a feedback on, like, you know, how they think it's done, and then kind of give them a little bit hints to, you know, get them there if they can, you know. I'm not going to right away tell them exactly what happened.
No,
if they know something, I'm going to give them also something else so that they might get there.
Cool. Now, as I said in the intro, you have done some work for Beer Nuts. It was a very minor little cameo role that you've done in How to Land That Dream Job is the one that you were in. Yeah. Is the acting bug something that bit you? Is it that something that you want to sort of pursue a little bit more, is the acting, or is that just a bit more of a side hobby sort of gear?
Yeah, no, I sure love acting. Actually, that was, like, my main dream.
Oh, really? You know, okay. Before.
Right now, it's... I have a different picture of, you know, it's going to be a mixture of stuff, but my own kind of thing. I don't want to, but I do love acting. I love being in front of the camera and, you know, but magic, it also has that thing.
Well, I was going to say, magic is a type of acting isn't it?
Actually, there's a quote from a famous magician. I don't know if it's Teller or something. It's, no, it might be something.
Well, it can't be Teller,
else.
He doesn't speak.
Well, you know magicians. No, it was, I think, I... Yeah, I can't remember the name. It's a big guy. But it says magician is an actor playing the part of a magician.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's...
Well, see, I've often said that stand-up comedians make fantastic actors because every time they go on stage and perform their comedy routine, they are acting.
Yeah, well, you definitely need to be in a character, you know? And I believe, like, as a, you know, especially with my style of magic and stuff, I want to be in that character that, like, you know, you, I would never let that character go, you know? It's like I'm always, even if I'm not performing, if I'm just out hanging out or something, you got to always hold that character, and that's what it makes it stronger, you know? Like,
So yeah. you'd put your hand up for a few more acting gigs here and there as well as a few more magic gigs?
Yeah, sure.
Very cool, very cool. Well, I'm sure. Well, why don't you tell us, before we wrap it all up, why don't you tell us where people can find you? If they want to learn more about Daniel Hidden and watch your magic, watch a bit of acting, where can they learn a bit more about Daniel Hidden?
Yeah, Daniel Hidden. Well, I'm working on getting that name a little bit bigger soon, you know, I'm just with social media and stuff because I'm not good with that much. As much as I should be with, you know, my generation is, but I'm really bad with that. But yeah, I really hope to, you know, with Instagram and so it's daniel.hidden Instagram. And my website would be danielhidden.com.au, which I'm updating it soon. And that's pretty the two main ones. Yep. And with acting, I mean, obviously I'm on Star Now and stuff like that. And that's pretty much it, yeah.
No, that's cool, that's cool. So make sure, everybody obviously, make sure you check this man out. Now, I'm going to do my usual sort of close, but before, after that, Daniel's actually agreed to do a trick for us. We'll see how that goes shortly, but... Because I'm a terrible assistant, but we'll see how. But yeah. before we do that, I'll just thank everybody. Obviously, thank you, Daniel, for coming on the podcast today, and obviously beernutsproductions.com for all your entertainment needs. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast, and leave a friendly comment on whatever podcast app you might be listening to this on. And Daniel, the floor is yours.
All right. Okay. So it's. We'll do something simple. I've just, before coming here, I put a prediction in this deck of cards. I'm just going to hand it to you just like that. Just hold on to it, right?
Yep.
And while you're holding on to it, all I want you to do is to, so there are 52 cards in deck of cards, am I right?
Yes, sir.
And you know all the names and everything, right?
Absolutely.
So I need you to, bear in mind, you're holding to the deck of cards this whole time.
Yes, right? Sir. I am absolutely holding the deck of cards.
All right. So just people at home would know.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. And, I just need you to, in your mind, just think of one card. Think of any card you want, free choice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one in 52. You got a card?
Absolutely.
All right, say it out loud.
Six of clubs.
Six of clubs. Are you happy with that?
Absolutely.
That's not a obvious card or something that people would usually go for, right? Am I right?
No, six of clubs is six of clubs.
You might not know, but as a magician, I know six of clubs is definitely not like an obvious card, you know. So again, you're holding to the card this whole time. I just want you to take all the cards out. Just make sure you get them all out. Yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, that's perfect.
Yep.
All right. Now, I'll take the...
box?
Yep, the box. And
I now have the cards and Daniel has the box.
Yeah. And now what I need you to do is to just pick a number from 1 to 4. 1 to 4, pick a number.
We'll go 3.
You got 3.
Yep.
Are you happy with that?
Absolutely.
And you're also happy with the 6 of hearts? Six of clubs.
Six of clubs.
Yeah, you're happy with, so 6 of clubs and number 3, right?
That's correct.
So I told you before coming here, I made a prediction.
You sure did.
Right? So just turn the deck over. So I want you to count 3 cards from the top and look at the 3rd card.
Okay, so on the top we've got the Ace of Hearts. The 2nd card is the 9 of Diamonds. And Jesus Christ, the third card is the 6 of Clubs.
Yeah. And all the cards are different, obviously.
Yeah, if you keep going. Yeah, the 4th one is the 10 of Diamonds. The 5th one is the Queen of Spades. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, that was very cool. See, this is why I love this shit. I really do. You're a star, Daniel. You've got to check this man out. That was terrific, Daniel. So, yes, that concludes the podcast. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.